This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I teach you guys how to prepare for flu and cold season. I teach you guys how to prepare for a hurricane, how to prepare for, I don't know, winter storms. I don't really talk to you guys about how to prepare for a lack of law enforcement. And we are so blessed to have the men and women who wear blue, or in my neck of the woods that wear tan, or black, to work every day, knowing that their lives are at risk. And after the defunding of the police with this just vagrant attacks and assaults on officers, I wouldn't be surprised if recruiting is down. And if these departments are really, really struggling to keep people and to have people. In fact, in Mississippi, two cops were shot and killed by a mom who I believe is a veterinarian. She just opened fire from her SUV when they were doing a well check. Like a well visit. I think this happened in the middle of the day. What? Why are people shooting our cops? And if I was thinking about being a police officer, I'd be thinking twice right now. And current police officers, they have family members. They're doing their job to protect and serve. But if this is the thanks they're getting, why should they put their lives on the line? Two Mississippi police officers have been shot and killed by a mom who fired at them inside her SUV parked at a motel while a 10-year-old girl sat in the car and watched helplessly. Amy Anderson, 43 years old, is a veterinarian. She was also shot and killed in the incident. Anderson was confronted by officers who were called to conduct a wellness check. Oh, this was actually 4:30 a.m. on Tuesday, outside of Motel 6 in Bay St. Louis. Police Sergeant Stephen Robin, 34 years old, and Officer Brandon Estorfi, 23 years old, saw that Anderson was with a young girl, and after speaking with her for 30 minutes, decided to call Child Protective Services. Anderson then opened fire on the officers, hitting them both. Officer Robin was pronounced dead in the parking lot. Estorfi died in the hospital of his wounds at Memorial Hospital in Gulfport. Anderson was found dead on the scene with a gunshot wound to the chest. Police have not said whether the child in the car, who was uninjured, is the daughter. Anderson was a veterinarian at MedVet Mobile and Lakeview Animal Hospital. She does have a daughter, lives in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. We're not sure if she shot herself after the incident, or if she was shot during the fire exchange. We're still not sure what happened to the young girl. But what the hell? And, you know, we keep hearing these officers get shot. And I get you have a lot of individuals who are mixed on police departments and funding and how injuries and deaths might happen in custody. And I get it's a very controversial topic, but the one thing that isn't controversial is the concept of people not wanting to put their lives on the line if this is what they're going to be facing. And you and I need to prepare for there being a huge deficit of there being law enforcement. That's what we're already seeing right now with crime. And that's why, the DA had DAs are loosening up what they're going to do in terms of bail reform and in terms of prosecution. because they don't have enough cops. They don't have enough people to enforce the law. So it's going to take you or I to, and it's already taking shop owners locking things up, closing things down, hiring their own security. The average police officer is probably hearing these things, and this wasn't that they were trying to stop a school shooter or a mass shooting. This was a well visit to check on, you know, what's going on with this family. What's any traffic stop can be just as deadly for an officer as a shooting or hostage scene. And possibly deadlier because they're not expecting somebody to just after 30 minutes start shooting at them. We have severe mental illness in this country. And we have individuals, it doesn't matter if they're a doctorate of veterinary medicine. It doesn't matter, you know, if they have family members in the car with them. They have no problem killing people in blood. And we have been trained, you don't do anything, you don't take the law into your own hands, you don't enforce, you just leave it up to the cops. And there's not enough cops. And I don't blame cops. God bless them. I don't blame them. If anybody decides to quit and saying, I'm out, I could make more money doing something else. And I get it. You know, I physicians, a lot of physicians are like, why am I doing this? Why am I getting exposed to infectious disease? Why am I getting assaulted? Why am I taking the risk of being shot? You know, in my neck of the woods, we had 4 doctors I know shot by patients, at least. Yeah, at some point, and we're seeing doctors say, I'm done. I'm out. I wouldn't blame any officer saying, I'm done. I'm out. I don't blame them. And I'm grateful for the sacrifice they gave us and the time away from their family and the risk they took. So we need to be prepared for a future where there will not be enough cops and you are going to have to deal with things on your own. So if somebody's entering your house, all right, I mean, you need to have security. You need to have cameras. Maybe have a dog. Maybe be, have your own guns. But it's a dangerous time out there. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Okay, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of you asked if I thought this football player was really 12 years old. But there's two kids that has been in the headlines who don't look their age and who are football geniuses. They are going to have a easily NFL career. And I do believe their ages, but I did have to blink twice. So the first student that has been circulating the internet has gone viral is Jeremiah, I think, Johnson. From Fort Worth, Texas. Jeremiah Johnson apparently plays for the Miami. I think he won an MVP award at the Junior National Championships in Miami. And he plays football. And he has a mustache. He has a face of a 30-year-old. He seems to have a physique, muscles, tattoos. And social media is like, what the heck is going on? This guy is not 12 years old. And I get, he looks like he's got a mustache. He's got tattoos. He looks like he's in his 30s. But I have seen, people have asked, can 12-year-old boys, you know, have early puberty? Can they, you know, look like a man? They can. They can. So people think that he's in his 30s, and they're still doubting. Jeremiah is holding a trophy. Now, there has been a little bit of internet sleuthing. Somebody found a post from his grandma congratulating him on turning 13. But still, we have a kid that is, you know, whether he's 12 or 13, he looks like he's 20, 30 years old. And having my kids in football, I was at a JV game when my boy was in JV. And there were people he was playing with mustaches. And with, you know, full-on body hair, things like that. And you know, you're like, wait a second here. And I remember talking to the coach, and what we figured out is some of the seniors were in JV. Usually we put seniors in varsity, but I think this school had something where seniors were able to play on the JV team. And these seniors were kicking the butts out of some of these freshmen, sophomores. And the ones who were appeared to be developed men. So you can, you know, within your teens, have a more advanced look. I think people are still suspicious, and they are questioning whether Jeremiah is truly his age. But, you know, somebody trying to disprove it did find a post from his grandma wishing him a happy 13th. So he might not be 12, but still, being 13, I'm blown away. He looks like a 30-year-old man. Or, you know what, he looks like, you know, somebody in his mid to late 20s. And he's apparently a dynamo when it comes to football. Now we have another star athlete. I don't think this other one has tattoos. And this one is Naeem. Hold on a second. Let me see if I have, I don't know if I have Naeem's information. Naeem is I think he is 12 years old, and for some reason I'm having trouble pulling it up. And he actually is by the way, he's 6 foot, 200 pounds, Naeem Powell. And he is taking the Philly youth football circuit by storm. Actually, I'm sorry, Jeremiah Johnson weighs 200 pounds, Naeem weighs 340 pounds, and he looks like he's a lineman. And he's got the body of a grown-up. And he towers among these other kids. He even towers over his coach. When you watch him play, man, he's like T.J. Watt on steroids. J.J. Watt. I mean, he looks amazing in terms of his skill and in terms of his speed. But he looks like a grown-up. They don't know what caused his growth spurt. But he is a football star who is now 12 years old as well. And, you know, football players are kind of reaching out, looking at this going, dang, I mean, wow. So the next question is are we having kids turn into grown-up size adults too soon? The average 12-year-old boy will start pubertal changes, but they usually peak with their puberty at the age of 16, can still grow tall well into their 20s. Whereas females will sexually mature sooner, and many of us are done by age 13. That's why a lot of girls in the 8th grade are taller than boys. And the boys are really, really frustrated. All of a sudden they get taller in high school, and the girls are like, But to see a boy go through it. I'm not saying they have precocious puberty where they started with early puberty, but we might, you know, need to look into if we continue to see these, you know, kids having these very rapid growth spurts or look a lot older than they are. We do need to look at some of the hormones in the food, what they're being fed. You know, there are certain hormone issues that could cause somebody to grow, like acromegaly, high growth hormone, excessive testosterone could also cause changes. But I'm also wondering if some of the other hormones that these kids are being exposed to that we don't even know of could be causing them to change their growth. You know, I get nervous when I see any 11 or 12-year-old 340 pounds. That's just too much. And I get that he could be a lineman, but for any child, that's unhealthy. And that child, no matter how awesome a football player they are, they do need to see an endocrinologist because they're at higher risk for diabetes. They could have Cushingoid syndrome where they could have excess steroid production. That could be a problem. So any of your children who are overweight should really get evaluated by a doctor, get some testing done, thyroid testing, hormone testing. But if your child looks like a man or looks like a grown woman before they should, that could be a tumor that is producing excessive hormone, and we have to take it seriously. So I don't mind. I'm not here to judge and say, okay, now we're having parents put kids who are older than they're supposed to be in these leagues. And trust me, we have heard of high schools doing that, where they will have third-year seniors, three-time seniors, so they could still stay on the football team and win football. I mean, you hear all these rumors about things like that. But as rumors circulate of people claiming to be one gender versus another to be able to advance in sports, you do wonder if the same thing is happening with age, especially with, you know, many of these contact sports. But as a doctor, for me, my issue is if you really do have an 11 or 12-year-old child that looks older than the other kids, that is growing hair earlier, that is maturing earlier, right? Even though that might be a blessing, you have to make sure it's not a medical issue. And anybody that is overweight, Jeremiah seems to have his weight in check, but this other boy, Naeem, he 340 pounds, and that was at age 11. Now he's 12 years old. 340 pounds is just too much. To me, there's got to be an issue where he's either pre-diabetic or low thyroid or having excessive hormone production. Somebody's got to look at that. And if not, and if it is eating habits or lack of exercise, and that's the thing that gets me. If, you know, when people say, well, it's lack of exercise, he's a football player for crying out loud. He is training. He's working out. And I get, trust me, I watch football, and I see that there are some big, big guys out there. And I get that genetics can play. But a lot of these big guys are still in shape, and it's a more lean weight. So I do worry that there could be more going on, and sadly these kids might not get diagnosed. So that's my vote. You know, I'm not saying he has a medical problem or either of them have medical issues, but we could sit here and argue that they're lying about their age and ask for their birth certificate. I'd rather a doctor look at them. And by the way, a doctor can do bone age. A doctor can do, where basically we do an x-ray of, let's say, their hand, and we could tell somebody's age on x-ray. So the radiologist goes, okay, based on the ossification centers and the growth plates of the bone, this person is this age. And then we look at their birth certificate, and we could tell if there's a discrepancy. If there is a discrepancy, we get a hormone doctor involved. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Those cheers at the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange this morning might be the last of the day. The Dow has been down by as much as 800 points. That's more than 2.25%. Similar losses for the S&P and NASDAQ. This following yesterday's hike in interest rates by the Federal Reserve and fears that the 7 hikes this year will tip the U.S. economy into recession. Adding to the fear, the Commerce Department report showing retail sales in November fell by 0.6%. The move to pass a full-year spending bill continues in the Senate, despite some Republicans' call to pass a short-term bill and take up the bigger measure next year. One Republican not in favor of that, Alabama's Richard Shelby.
I think it's irrational to shut down the government always. It's the wrong message. The American people don't want that.
The government does face a partial shutdown tomorrow unless lawmakers find a solution. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, strep A, which causes strep throat, scarlet fever, we have a crisis of it. Two children have died from the bacterial infection. Five are seeing up to four times more cases than usual. Remember there was a deadly outbreak in UK where multiple kids died? Now we're worried that could happen here. And it is deadly. We think of strep throat being no big deal, just pop an antibiotic and move on with your life. Well, two children have died in Colorado after suffering what is a pretty common illness. And Arizona, Colorado, Texas, Washington, and West Virginia are reporting higher levels of admissions for this than what we usually see. The country's largest pediatric hospital in Texas, doctors are already handling four times more strep A patients than last year. One of the leading theories is that because of lockdowns and mask mandates and social curbs, children didn't seem to gain an immunity such that now when they're getting it, it's hitting them hard. There have been 19 strep A-related deaths involving children in the U.K. Officials are seeing an unreasonably and unseasonably high level of severe illness. France, Spain, Ireland have also reported spikes. Daily Mail is reporting that the U.S. is particularly vulnerable to strep A because of our national shortage of amoxicillin. We also are in the midst of our triple demic with COVID, flu, RSV. That could also raise the risk of a post-viral strep A infection. So 1,500 to 2,000 Americans die from strep A infections. Now, we're going to be able to get COVID tests at home, but we're not getting strep tests at home. And these strep tests are done pretty similarly, where you add a reagent. You do the test, you add the reagent, you get it ready, you do the swab. I mean, these are things, and I really see us doing a lot of things that you pay a doctor for to do at home. But we don't have these tests. And a big problem we've had is parents saying, my COVID test is negative, so my kid's sore throat has got to be strep. No, it doesn't mean that. Your kid's sore throat could still be COVID. It could be flu. It could be a viral issue. And mind you, this latest variant of COVID causes a real bad sore throat. Some people have had such a bad sore throat that they've been asking for pain medication. And viral sore throats can be painful. Coxsackie virus, that's the most painful sore throat, worse than strep. Strep stunk, but when I got Coxsackie virus, you couldn't swallow. You know how you have to swallow your spit? So it's miserable. And that could last 10 days. So our over-diagnosing of strep without testing is contributing to our antibiotic shortage that we have now, and we have kids that really need to be treated when they're positive. Strep A infections normally surge in the winter months. They do drop off in the spring, but as we saw with flu, season came earlier. Some experts think it's because of the lockdowns that weakened our children's immunity. Did strep get smarter because COVID was the you know illness of the day? So what are some symptoms? Well, sore throat, fever, muscle aches, cheeks can be flushed, and you could also get a body rash. Now, I had a mom call today where her child was diagnosed with flu, and now she has a rash, and she thinks it's strep, which is completely understandable. I told her, even though we do see rashes that could come on with COVID, can come on with other viral illnesses, could also be a sign of a severe hemolysis, where blood vessels are or a vasculitis even, where blood vessels are inflamed or hemolysis, where blood cells are rupturing, you know, that she should be checked for strep. And she goes, yeah, but her brother had strep, so we should just start antibiotics. And I'm like, oh. So her brother was tested? No. Her brother had a rash, so over the phone they diagnosed it with strep. Okay, there's a lot of things that cause rashes. That doesn't necessarily, and it didn't look like a strep rash. You know, it looked like hand, foot, and mouth. It looked like a rash that you might get, you know, with a virus. It didn't necessarily look like strep. So we're it's challenging times, and I get parents are scared. And I love that telemedicine helps people get access to doctors. But if you're going to call up and say that a family member has strep, all right, have some proof. But if not, we can't necessarily say that. And there's a lot of diagnoses happening over the phone. So I can't tell you how many people have tested positive for COVID. And 2 days prior, they had gotten an antibiotic over the phone for sinus infection. Now, that didn't cause them to have COVID. It just their sinus infection was probably COVID the whole time. But what happened is they tested negative at home at first. Or they claimed they did, so they got the antibiotic. And then 2 days later, they're like, looks like I have COVID. I'm like, you had COVID the whole time. COVID causes a sinus infection. And all those antibiotics are getting wasted when we need the antibiotics for strep. Group A strep can cause a bunch of different infections. Throat, skin, ear, they could be mild or they could be deadly. Impetigo is a skin infection, although a lot of impetigo is staph, but it could cause that as well. Scarlet fever, strep throat. Group A strep can be invasive. It can go into the body. It could affect the heart. It could cause necrotizing fasciitis. It could cause toxic shock. Necrotizing fasciitis is the flesh-eating disease. So when people go, how do I know if I have a flesh-eating bacteria? That could be strep. If you do go into streptococcal toxic shock, it could cause low blood pressure, shock, damage to organs like kidneys, liver, lungs, and could sadly kill somebody. Dr. Sarah Vora, according to Daily Mail, an infectious disease expert at Seattle Children's, said we had a fairly sick teenager last week who came in with a kind of sepsis presentation and was in ICU on a ventilator for a few days and then had a full rapid recovery and is doing well. But that was the most severe case they've seen. Now, the other problem we have is the antibiotic overprescribing. I grew up in a time where you got sick, you take an antibiotic because we have them and we don't want you to get scarlet fever. Well, now I'm having parents go, amoxicillin and penicillin and ampicillin, those don't work. My kid needs something stronger, like a third-generation cephalosporin like Ceftonir. The more we prescribe, the more we write, the more issues we have in terms of being able to fight what we can. So another thing that nobody's talking about is how many of these kids who are ending up in the hospital with severe strep, how many of them were on the antibiotics and the antibiotics didn't work? Okay, that's kind of serious. Dr. Catherine Moffitt from West Virginia University said she's seen a sharp rise in the number of children presenting with strep. Children's Hospitals of California, New York, Illinois, and Minnesota, they haven't yet seen an increase. So what do you do as a parent? That's what you need to know. Well, one is if your child has a sore throat, that could be a bunch of things. Strep throat will usually not have a cough, and it usually doesn't come with a lot of nasal congestion. So if your child has cough and nasal congestion, that could be COVID, that could be flu. Flu usually has a higher fever than COVID and body aches. But for a lot of these, you can't tell. I would suggest talking to the pediatrician about, look, I don't want to be misdiagnosed over the phone. What do you suggest we do? Because I want my child having, you know, being tested and we know what they have. I can't tell you how many times people have been out of the window from an adult standpoint for getting COVID medication or flu medication because they were wrongly diagnosed over the phone with strep or something. So then all of a sudden they go in, they get tested, and like, well, now it's too late. So for me, it's ideal to get seen by a doctor or a medical provider to get tested. But then if not, have the doctor review a lot of the symptoms. And a sore throat and fever could be strep, but it could also be other things. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And, of course, big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Okay. So, many of you have been up to date on this, a lot more up to date than I can be. And so, I'm not very well prepared to speak about a Netflix miniseries that I haven't seen, or a docuseries on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. I'm not really that interested. I've been a fan of Prince Harry for the longest time. I don't know much about Meghan Markle. I don't know much about the royal family, with the exception of what I see in The Crown. So I don't know. What I do know is that families have issues. I understand that it stinks when you are an in-law and the in-laws don't get along. I get that there are systems in place and You know, if you want to have your own nucleus with somebody you love, but there's a family tradition, but you come from another family and you want to have your own family traditions, families fight. And it's a very non-interesting topic. I mean, people will make mother-in-law jokes, they'll make father-in-law jokes, they'll make daughter-in-law jokes, son-in-law jokes, and it's kind of a given that people might not get along. This idea of a happy family, anybody who's a part of a family understands, is not really a happy family. So we get it. You know, it's a no-brainer. When things start to go sour is when somebody complains about it. And I've not been that in tune with what Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are doing, but the little snippets I'm getting is making me fear that they're kind of shooting themselves in the foot. One such snippet that came out is, I guess, they were saying how Oprah Winfrey was stunned by how small their Kensington Palace cottage was. Now, I get there might be more context to that, but we got a recession. We got an inflation. We have people who are struggling. You know, the Oprah interview that happened during 2021, where I guess they were complaining about the money that they were getting, which was in the millions, it was wrong timing. You know, I mean, maybe in the olden days you would feel sorry for a celebrity, but the average person isn't really feeling sorry for celebrities these days when their milk and eggs and gas are costing them a fortune. So I'm a little unclear as to what Prince Harry and Meghan want to do. Some people feel that they want to take down the royal family. I don't know if that's going to happen. That family has been around for years and centuries, you know, despite wars and all that. I don't even know if that's their intent. What I really think is their intent is it's gotta be really, really tough being, what, fourth or fifth in line to the throne, maybe seventh or eighth now. That's gotta be tough. And so, it is very frustrating that the firstborn gets everything. Gets all the quan, gets all the, you know, attention, like, just like Esau and Jacob and the birthright, everything's about the firstborn. So then what happens to the secondborn? Or the girls? And I get that. You know, that does stink. I like the idea of everything gets split, but that's not the way a monarchy works. A monarchy works, well, it's the son, and then it's the son's son. So that had to suck for Prince Harry. But Prince Harry made a name for himself, and he was really loved. Some of that is starting to wane, but Prince Harry, he was in the military, he did a lot of good. You know, he lost his mom, you know, real cutie, really likable. And the public was understanding that this kid was going to get the shaft from a monarchy standpoint. So you don't necessarily need to talk about it. We know. So now you start to wonder, what are some of the other ulterior motives? Now, I don't know much about Meghan Markle. It seems like she had, you know, a couple odd acting jobs. She did the, you know, Deal or No Deal, and Pretty Woman, you know, educated, had, you know, went through the trials and tribulations of becoming a star, and then all of a sudden she became royalty. But when you grow up in America, you want to become America royalty. Becoming British royalty is different. And even though you still get invited to all the palace dinners and you get the paparazzi and you get the media attention, my feeling is, based on what's been going on with this Netflix and everything they're doing, is she wants to be American royalty, like the George Clooney and the Brad Pitts and the Jennifer Anistons and things like that. And so there's a way to do that, right? There was a way to springboard from being British royalty to American royalty. But the way to do it is not bad-mouthing or, you know, poop-talking other individuals. Let's say, I guess they're saying that they were bullied by the palace. All right? And when you see the crown, you could see how there could be some bullying. Well, that's bad. But, and you know, we don't stand for it. But to make a whole Netflix series on it, their fame shouldn't be about them being victimized as royals. Their fame should be, what are they doing in terms of charity work? Now, apparently they do a lot of charity work, but you don't see that. It's overshadowed by all the poop talking they do. So when somebody's going, didn't they do something for homeless children, or didn't they? Nobody's talking about it. What are they talking about? They're talking about how Oprah Winfrey was shocked by the size of their grounds and cottage and lack of palace. Nobody cares. You know, that's not going to, you know, Americans, what really drives Americans is this rag to riches story. And then what are you doing with your riches when you got it? Meghan Markle lived the dream. A prince fell in love with her and she became a princess. Something so many of us fantasized about how where the prince comes and you get to live in a castle and you get to whatever, but it probably wasn't fun. I don't think I could live in the royal family. And so them leaving, they had every power to do that. But it just, they're driving us Americans crazy with the books and the Netflix and the, and they think that Americans really, really care about the inner workings of the monarchy. The British might, but a lot of us Americans, we don't. Look at Yellowstone in comparison. More people care about what happens in Montana than what happens in Kensington Palace or where Queen Elizabeth had lived. I respect the monarchy. I think I you know, am blown away at how, you know, Queen Elizabeth had such a 70-year reign. The crown I find fascinating, but I don't think they have enough of an audience, and it's starting to hurt them. Many people are looking at them as they're whiny. They're millionaires still. They were living in they were living near Santa Barbara, Montecito. You got to have money to live there. We're not going to feel sorry for somebody who can play polo and live near Santa Barbara and be still, you know, and still invited and honored at all these galas. What they need to do is stop the negativity. Okay, we know that Harry got the shaft because that's the way the monarchy does. And that's why people are forgiving. And the funny thing is people will still forgive Prince Harry. Because of what happened to his mom, people will always have a place in the heart, but they won't forgive Meghan Markle. So they need to, they need to maybe lay off some of this feel sorry for us and just do good. Get the headlines surrounding you doing good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.